It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Some Colorado physicians say they're frustrated to see people not wearing masks or social distancing or taking other precautions to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Pamela Valenza is the chief health officer at Clinica Tepeyac, a community clinic in Denver.
It's just incredibly frustrating when we know that we have full ICUs right now in some of our metro hospitals. When we're seeing high volumes of cases, it's challenging and frustrating to see a lot of people flouting. You know, the mask rule, congregating, being indoors with lots of people.
Teachers from kindergarten through third grade may get more time to complete a required state training on teaching reading. Colorado's Board of Education will vote on the deadline this week. Ann Shimke with the education news website Chalkbeat says the training is part of a 2019 law that aims to improve reading proficiency.
And the deadline was the end of the summer in 2021. So since coronavirus hit, there's been a big pushback because teachers are under a lot of pressure right now. They don't have a lot of extra time for training. They wanted an extension.
Chalkbeat's Ann Shimke. If approved, the new deadline to complete the training would be January of 2022. Students in Westminster, north of Denver, are continuing remote learning after all. Their school district has suspended in-person classes through the winter break. Students were supposed to return to classrooms today after 2 weeks online. District officials had hoped that pause would make it safe to hold in-person classes again, but then decided against it. Adams County has one of the highest infection rates in the state. All of the Democratic members of Colorado congressional delegation are expected to support Representative Nancy Pelosi's bid to remain Speaker of the House. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Representatives Jason Crow and Ed Perlmutter signaled their support for Pelosi early this time around. Crow opposed her bid to regain the gavel in 2018, citing a need for new blood in the top ranks. Perlmutter agreed, but eventually voted to support Pelosi after reaching an agreement for more leadership roles for younger members and term limits for the top ranks. Perlmutter says he has confidence in the current leadership team to tackle the pandemic and rebuild the economy. Both Representatives Diana DeGette and Joe Neguse voted for Pelosi previously and are expected to do so again in January. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado weather is sunny today with highs in the 60s around Denver and Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.